back to shouting into the night. It's the same kind of thing. The whole book is about, like, these cunts have took over my country. That's what it's about. So.
All right. Welcome to the King Ink podcast. I'm Helen Wilgo. King Ink is Sunderland's monthly poetry and spoken word night. Our March headliner was Harry Gallagher, whose latest book, There Is an England, is available from Stairwell Books. Harry is a popular fixture of the Northeast poetry scene, and one of these poems made James cry. Oh. Let's crack on.
This is called You Do Not Speak For Me, and it's by me, Harry Gallagher. You do not speak for me. The sparrow has my voice, busying between hedgerows, English as a cloudy day, more English than you anyway. That old man and his dog out at dawn beachcombing, letting the morning tickle his mouth up at the edges, his gait carries my weight as he lightens the day. Wildflowers on verges, reaching for something they can never quite touch, but stretching all the same, smudging their glories all over the mundane. These Saturday kids, smiling through braces, serving ice cream on days when hot doesn't cut it, learning that patience is waiting for sainted grandmas to choose between sprinkles or flake. The policeman, the plumber, the teacher, road sweeper, pram-pushing mums, gleaming proud dads, the Sunday fun runners replenishing their sweat with a pint of English Best after winning their bet. That lifesaver doctor, last hour of her shift, who hasn't slept since God only knows when, as kind as kiss it betters to the latest in a long line of confused old ladies who all ask the same thing. But where were you born, dear? And oh, what a lovely smile, what lovely skin, as she holds their hands, asks them where it hurts. This is my England. Its voice is not scabrous, it is soft. Its fingers reach down to pick up the fallen, brushing them down to hold them aloft. Your tone is shrill, a study in antipathy. You are not my England, and you do not speak for me.
Born of Bad Dreams by James Holbrook. Born of bad dreams you were, and it took many slow centuries to rid yourself of the dark places. Now you smile in the light, and you feel you may always be protected. But if that is the case, do not look around, because I walk a little more slowly than you would ever have believed.
I'm Auburn, and this is Emotional Warriors. I will fight our demons, my sword is always ready. I battle throughout the seasons, severing ties sure and steady. Poison memories sliced with a vicious dance, pick a direction and will take a warrior's stance. The way is murky, at times unclear, you'll harden on this quest. We'll deal with that later, my love, first we need to pass this test. I'll fight this till they're in the ground, slaying our emotional marathon. Let's fill this world with rebellious sound, although I wish I hadn't put my mascara on. Wipe your eyes and steel your nerves, get ready for this dance. These demons are cunning, believe me, they'll take any chance. No cracks, no breaks, no surrender, it will cost more than we can afford. Together we'll fight for a peaceful life, by grit, by will, by sword.
This is Youth Training by Harry Gallagher. 50 apple green summers ago, there lived a boy who, by some it was said, was easily led, whose mischievous sisters, tall tale tellers both, one day convinced him, picked him up and rinsed him, that if he closed his wide eyes and steam trained a whoo-hoo, smoke would blow out of his unfilled ears. His fears of ridicule, well-founded it seems, were waved away by the sisters. He was Jack with the beans. The mockery express stopped at all stations. but on misty winter nights, leaves strewn across the forefoot, beneath dimming streetlights, he smells the coal, smells the soot. Hears the stoker's steel shovel scrape the footplate of his mind, eyes closed, woo-hooing, and there's smoke every time.
Writer's block, Gillian Harrison. I tried to write a poem today, but found that I had now to say. Thought if I thought about it loads, I'd come up with some winning prose. Now I'm sit here with no idea, it's making me insides feel quite queer. There's many things to write about, subjects I should shout out. Growing old and getting fat, clean and sick left by a cat. All the shit that's on the news, the soul that's fallen off me shoes. Trains and buses that never come, that bit is so much fucking fun. Searching for a perfect bin, a touch top lid and fit that's slim. Online shops with no returns, will I never ever learn? Having no time to do me crafts, that perpetual drive to Leeds and back, the endless fight against misogyny, once again losing the lottery, forgetting to put the bin out at night, have I got me pension right? Friends and family fallen sick, all this fighting for their pip, a birthday card I haven't sent, mindful of me carbon footprint, too much work and not enough play, kids dressed as films on World Book Day. That all said, me brain is blank, and if I'm being really frank, it's not that I've got nothing to say, I just want it all to go away. So here I am sat all alone with my accidentally written poem.
The Dandelion Fields by Jack Wallace Hunter. The greatest poet that ever lived, a cowherd peasant from Whitby, and the greatest poet who lives right now are those who sleep under bridges. You know, the ones who scandalise, so-called vandalise over council whitewash. A stamp with the eye of an artist speaks to us who pass under their bridges, underpasses, flyovers, the derelict for a comfort beyond the spiritual or the ethereal, but what remains in the material. No luxury but the piss-stained slabs they sleep on, a wilted dandelion, drab, festers in cracks, holding no dreams but nightmares that plead for a warm meal, for more than two walls where seeds stumble to be stripped away, blotted out like a man of St. Hilda's who did not want the earth but a portion of its plenty. Well, that plea was lost, like the memories of his word that may have made its paper, now trampled into corners, along with empty bottles, fag ends, wrappers and weeds, guarding a want not of the world, but a world, their world, wrapped in a safety that lies in the fields of dandelions that sprout in planned borders, that certainty in bliss. Such is that legacy of wonder for those who can wonder as wonder, if you wonder, is bright. But not this bright, the obsessive drawl of LEDs carrying us NPCs or ignoring barren embassies, which you and I are all guilty, as to notice, to see, reminds us of our fickle safety, better to ignore, forget, than regret and sit in unease. But the fields, all the fields that billow into cloud, beyond their boundaries to neat little gardens, dollhouses where blades slash into shape, uproot, weed out, and better the world for it. So I smile, despite the long road, and think selfish thoughts. What if I slept here, rested over damp, bathed in potholes, rotted with rats? Would you forgive me? Narcissist feet move forward to a train, past that bridge, to where I sit and weep, weep for souls crushed under tarmac, heaving for air. Mass of body, they groan, hungry, void of naught. My destiny, it claws at my face, peels back ambition, hope, fertilizer for more to flower and wilt. Not me, not this train that shifts beyond glass to frames, sheets of metal, rusted beams, crumbling walls, monuments, no, gravestones. Memories of a home, a people, speeding to quiet lives, harmonies of silence, haunting creatures in huts, along tracks hoping for peace, not as creatures, but the humans they are. Stop. Be still. Behold the dandelion fields stand bare, thousands upon thousands of born stalks, past seed, markers of purpose spent, promises of progress, trodden into earth, their seeds thrown out to concrete, slab, iron and dirt, resilience in one fixed point which sprouts again and again till a time when they will look at a dandelion, not as waste, but something precious.
We Are Each Other by Harry Gallagher. We need a brother of the blues. Come blow your horn, light a fuse beneath the tinder of our fickle. Lie down and take it, ever so humble, bowing, scraping days. We need Sister Rosetta to rasp and wake us better. Shake our crumbling foundations and hold us up a mirror. Come deliver us from ourselves. We need to relearn to sing, find our voices again, till our harmonies ring as discords loosen the cement of the walls that hold us in. We need an old preacher man, clad in rags and frays. Come bearing brush and pan, help clear up the mess we've made. Pick up the sisters and brothers who tumble to the gutter while we look the other way. We need a singer from the choir with a voice of sand and honey, carrying the truth like a torch song until, like children, we sing along. We are each other. We are each other.
Thanks for listening to the King Ink podcast. If you'd like to see the live show, sign up for open mic, or contribute to a future episode, you'll find us at Pop Rex in Sunderland on the second Thursday of each month from 6 till 9 p.m. In the meantime, you can find us at King Ink Spoken Word on Facebook, at King_Ink_Poets on Twitter, and at King_Ink_Spoken_Word on Insta. King Ink was produced by James Whitman, with contributions from...
James Holbrook.
Oberyn Langley.
Jilly Harrison.
Jack Wallace Hunter.
And
Harry Gallagher.
Very good.